Romans chapter 10. Sermons by Paul C. Jung. Sermon 3. Human righteousness with nothing to boast about, and God's great and perfect righteousness. Romans chapter 10. Verses 1 through 10. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they may be saved. For I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, and seeking to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. For Moses writes about the righteousness which is of the law. The man who does those things shall live by them. But the righteousness of faith speaks in this way. Do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven, that is, to bring Christ down from above? Or, who will descend into the abyss, that is, to bring Christ up from the dead? But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth, and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Beloved saints, today we would like to share the word about human righteousness with nothing to boast about, and God's great and perfect righteousness through the words of Romans chapter 10, verses 1 to 10. The Apostle Paul said that his heart's desire and his prayer to God was for the salvation of Israel. Israel had a zeal for God. They had the law, offered worship, and said they served God. However, there was something they crucially lacked. That was the knowledge of knowing God's righteousness. The text says, they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, and seeking to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God. Romans chapter 10, verses 2 through 3. Even if one has a zeal for God, if one does not know God's righteousness, one cannot be saved. Even if one attends church for a long time, if one does not know God's righteousness, the sin in the heart does not disappear. Even if one volunteers, offers money, prays, fasts, and does mission work, if one does not know God's righteousness, one only establishes one's own righteousness. Then what is God's righteousness? It is the perfect righteousness by which God saved us from sin through Jesus Christ. It is the work that Jesus took charge of all our sins by receiving baptism from John the Baptist, received the judgment of that sin on the cross, and gave us new life by resurrecting from among the dead. This is God's righteousness. Human righteousness has nothing to boast about. Human boasting is like dry grass, and like a fog that briefly exists and disappears. However, God's righteousness is eternal. It is perfect. It is the righteousness that eliminated all our sins at once. Therefore, we must not hold on to our own righteousness, but believe in God's righteousness. Human righteousness is like dry grass. People want to boast about themselves. Even if they do a little good work, they want to boast. Even if they help others a little, They want to take credit, even if they serve God a little. They want to say, I did this, however. What is human boasting? It is like grass that briefly blooms and withers. Even if it looks green and fresh today, it withers away tomorrow. No matter how greatly a person puts forward his own righteousness, it is nothing before God. We were conceived in sin, born with a sinful nature, and live our whole lives committing sin with our hearts, thoughts, words, and deeds. What can such a person boast about? Can one say before God, I did this much, I am this righteous? One cannot say it. Before people, there might be a little to boast about. However, before God, there is nothing to boast about. Standing before God's law, all people are sinners. Before God, the sin committed with the heart is also sin. The sin committed with thoughts is also sin. And the sin committed with words and actions is also sin. Therefore, human righteousness cannot become the basis of salvation. A person's good deeds might comfort a person's conscience a little, but they cannot eliminate sin before God. Human righteousness is too small, too imperfect, and disappears too quickly. If you do not know God's righteousness, you will establish your own righteousness. If a person does not know God's righteousness, he will inevitably try to establish his own righteousness. The people of Israel did so. They kept the law, offered sacrifices, and showed zeal for God. However, they did not know God's righteousness accomplished by Jesus Christ. So they strove to establish their own righteousness. Today, many Christians are like that as well. I prayed a lot. I offered a lot of money. I attended church for a long time. I did mission work. I volunteered. I did pastoral ministry. Putting forward such things, they try to establish their own righteousness before God. However, the heart that tries to establish its own righteousness is a heart that does not submit to God's righteousness. God says, My Son has eliminated all your sins through his baptism, cross, and resurrection. But a person says, No, I must do more. I must do more prayers of repentance. I must keep the law more. I must make more effort. This is rejecting God's righteousness. It is trying to add one's own merit to the salvation that God has already completed. However, not a bit of human merit can enter into salvation. Jesus Christ accomplished it all. A person who knows God's righteousness lays down his own righteousness. I have nothing to boast about. What I have done is nothing. The Lord saved me. He confesses like this. Christ became the end of the law. The text says, For Christ is the end of the law, for righteousness to everyone who believes. Romans chapter 10, verse 4. This word is truly important. Jesus Christ became the end of the law. The law condemns sin. The law demands the price of sin. It says that if there is sin, one must inevitably receive judgment. God's justice does not just pass by sin, but Jesus fulfilled all these demands of the law. Jesus is the Christ. The word Christ means the anointed one. In the Old Testament, kings, priests, and prophets were anointed. Jesus is the king. the priest, and the prophets. As the king, Jesus saved his people. As the priest, he offered his own body as a sacrifice. As the prophet, he let us know God's will and the truth of salvation. By perfectly fulfilling these three offices, Jesus became our Savior. When Jesus received baptism from John the Baptist, all our sins were passed on to Jesus. And by shedding blood and dying on the cross, Jesus received the judgment of that sin. With this, he completely paid the price of sin demanded by the law. So Jesus became the end of the law. Now, for those who believe in Jesus, there is no condemnation of the law, because the judgment of sin has already ended within Jesus. Jesus is the mediator between God and humans. God the Father is one who cannot tolerate sin. He is a righteous one who inevitably judges if there is sin. He cannot just let a person with sin enter heaven. Sin cannot enter the kingdom of God. But God loved us. He did not want to just send sinners to hell, so he sent his Son Jesus Christ to this earth. Jesus became the mediator between God the Father and humans. Jesus came to this earth to fulfill the will of God the Father. The will of God the Father was to save sinners from sin and make them God's children. Jesus obeyed that will. He came wearing a human body, took charge of the sins of mankind by receiving baptism from John the Baptist, died on the cross, and resurrected. Like this, Jesus fulfilled the justice of God the Father, and at the same time, fulfilled the salvation of us humans. To God, he paid the price of sin, and to us, he gave the removal of sin and life. So Jesus is the one who built a bridge between heaven and hell. He is the one who led us, who are under sin and judgment, to God. This is the righteousness of Jesus Christ. This is God's righteousness. Rejecting God's righteousness is the greatest sin. The greatest gift God wants to give us is the removal of sin and eternal life. God created us, loved us, and sent Jesus Christ to make us live together in the eternal kingdom. But if a person rejects this will of God, where is there a greater sin than that? It is also a sin that a person commits sin because he is weak. However, the greater sin is not believing in the righteousness that God has completed. Even though Jesus took charge of his sins with the baptism he received from John, and received the judgment of that sin on the cross, not believing it and putting forward one's own righteousness is the greatest disobedience. God says, "I have saved you with the gospel of the water and the Spirit." But if a person says, "No, I will believe in my own way. I will add my own merit. I will only believe in the blood of the cross and wash away my sins with prayers of repentance every day," that is not submitting to God's righteousness. We must not reject God's righteousness. We must not oppose God's righteousness either. We must accept it with thanksgiving. We must accept it with faith. This is salvation. Righteousness by faith is believing the fact. The text speaks of the righteousness that is by the law and the righteousness that is by faith. The righteousness by the law is the righteousness a person can obtain only when they perfectly perform the law. But who can perfectly keep the law? No one. The righteousness by faith is different. It is believing the fact that Jesus Christ has already accomplished. Jesus came to this earth. Jesus received baptism. Jesus took charge of all our sins. Jesus died on the cross. Jesus resurrected. It is believing this fact. Faith is not us going up to heaven to bring Christ down. Faith is not us going down into the abyss to bring Christ up from among the dead either. Jesus has already come, has already received baptism, has already died on the cross, and has already resurrected. We only need to believe in God's righteousness that has already been accomplished. We only need to believe with the heart and confess with the mouth this gospel that God has placed near us through the words of the Bible. This is the righteousness by faith. God's word is near us. The text says, "The word is near you, in your mouth, and in your heart." That is, the word of faith, which we preach. Romans chapter 10, verse 8. God's word is not far away. It is not in a place we cannot grasp. God gave us the words of the Bible. And he made the gospel of the water and the spirit to be preached through evangelists. When you hear this word, and come to know how Jesus saved you, that word enters your heart. When it enters your heart, you come to believe it. When you believe, you come to confess it with your mouth. And that person comes to preach this gospel to another person. An evangelist is not a person who preaches his own thoughts. He is not a person who preaches his own dreams or experiences either. An evangelist is a person who preaches the word of faith. He is a person who preaches through the word how God saved us through Jesus Christ. Therefore, we must keep the word near. We must know what God's righteousness is through the word. One must know the word to be able to believe. Must believe to be able to confess, and must confess to be able to preach the gospel. Believing with the heart, one reaches righteousness. And confessing with the mouth, one reaches salvation. The text says, "For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Romans chapter 10, verse 10. A person believes with the heart and reaches righteousness. What does one believe? One believes that Jesus is my Lord and Savior. One believes that God raised Jesus from among the dead. However, this faith is not a vague faith. It is the faith that believes in God's righteousness, that Jesus eliminated all my sins through his baptism, cross, and resurrection. Believing what one does not know is not true faith. One must know God's righteousness to be able to believe. One must know that the baptism Jesus received from John was the transfer of my sins. One must know that the cross was the judgment of my sins. One must know that the resurrection is my new life. And one must believe that truth with the heart. If one believes with the heart, one comes to confess with the mouth. Jesus took charge of my sins with the baptism he received from John the Baptist. Jesus received the judgment of my sins on the cross. Jesus resurrected and made me righteous. Therefore, I have received the removal of sin. One comes to confess like this. This is the confession of true salvation. The knowledge of knowing God's righteousness is the most noble knowledge. There is much knowledge in the world. There is the knowledge of science. the knowledge of philosophy, and the knowledge of theology. However, there is no knowledge more noble than the knowledge of knowing God's righteousness. No matter how much worldly learning a person knows, if he does not know God's righteousness, he cannot solve his own sins. Even if one studies theology a lot, if one does not know God's righteousness, sin remains in the heart. Even if one reads the Bible a lot, if one does not know God's righteousness accomplished by Jesus' baptism, cross, and resurrection, one cannot reach salvation. Knowing God's righteousness is knowing how God loved me. It is knowing how God eliminated my sins. It is knowing how God justified me. This knowledge leads to eternal life. Therefore, we must put our minds to the work of knowing God's righteousness. We must know God's righteousness more deeply, believe it more clearly, and preach it more boldly. We are blessed people who preach God's righteousness. We have heard God's righteousness. We believed the gospel that Jesus took charge of all our sins through his baptism, received the judgment of that sin on the cross, and resurrected to save us. So we have received the removal of sin. Now we are the people who preach this righteousness of God. Just as Jesus came to this earth and accomplished God's righteousness, we do the work of believing that righteousness and preaching that righteousness. How great a blessing is this? People of the world boast of their own righteousness. They take credit even with one small good deed. However, God's righteousness is so great and perfect. The salvation Jesus gave us is the salvation that eliminated all our sins at once. It is the salvation that gave us eternal life. It is the salvation that made us children of God. Therefore, we must not boast of human righteousness, but boast of God's righteousness. We must not boast of my good deeds, but boast of Jesus' baptism and cross. We must not boast of my knowledge, but boast of the knowledge of knowing God's righteousness. Let us believe God's righteousness with the heart and confess it with the mouth. Beloved saints, human righteousness has nothing to boast about. Human boasting is like dry grass and like a fog that briefly exists and disappears. However, God's righteousness is great and perfect. The righteousness that Jesus Christ accomplished through his baptism, cross, and resurrection is the righteousness that completely eliminated all our sins. Christ became the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. Jesus took charge of our sins through his baptism, received the judgment of sin on the cross, and resurrected to give us new life. The one who believes in this righteousness of God reaches righteousness. We do not need to go up to heaven to bring Christ down, nor do we need to go down into the abyss to bring Christ up. Jesus has already come, has already received baptism, has already died on the cross, and has already resurrected. This word of faith is near us. It is in our mouths and in our hearts. Therefore, let us believe with the heart. Let us confess with the mouth. Let us believe that Jesus is our Lord and Savior. Let us believe that God raised Jesus from among the dead. Let us believe in God's righteousness accomplished by Jesus, baptism, cross, and resurrection. And let us preach this gospel to those who are still holding on to their own righteousness. Let us preach the gospel of the water and the Spirit to those who are only showing zeal without knowing God's righteousness. Let us become saints who preach the gospel, so that they too may believe God's righteousness with their hearts and confess it with their mouths to reach salvation. I hope that all of us discard human righteousness with nothing to boast about, believe in God's great and perfect righteousness, and become blessed workers of God, who preach this righteousness. Amen.